Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 9th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a beautiful, balmy Monday that we've prepared this message, still in the morning, and it's a grateful joy we have to share it through this audio message. We call today's message Holy Matrimony, and the scripture text is from Hebrews 13, verse 4.
Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
Several years ago, Fox TV aired a reality show called Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire? It caused quite a stir at the time, though sadly not for the reasons of which I write today. It was essentially a contest where a millionaire would select a bride from among 50 potential candidates who were vying for the, quote, honor of marrying him, though none of them had ever even met him. The show ended with the broadcast wedding with all the expense and beauty of a wedding ceremony, but was void of any notion of honorable marriage. In fact, 2 months later, their marriage was annulled and the bride sold the 3-carat diamond engagement ring on an online auction site.
So let's turn from the shallow example Stephen just shared of an industry seeking to make money and gain ratings from a media blitz marriage ceremony and look instead at the sacred meaning of marriage as taught in the scriptures. The Hebrews author is writing to believers under intense persecution, and he's encouraging them to remain faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the 13th chapter, the apostle provides some very specific teaching that seems to aim right at the heart of our generation. With a statement esteeming marriage and a solemn warning against immorality and materialism. But today we're going to examine the marriage statement, and tomorrow we'll pick up the materialism.
Well, the verse begins, "Marriage should be honored by all." This simple, straightforward command is so needed today. It doesn't single out a specific marriage, although we do honor specific marriages, but rather the institution of marriage itself. Today, of course, it's under severe attack with radical and ungodly efforts seeking to redefine it, contrary to its divine design.
Marriage is the oldest human institution established by God Himself when He created Eve from Adam. Genesis 2:24 reads, "Marriage is ordained by God. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh."
Marriage is an ongoing expression of God's wisdom. He stated, "It is not good for the man to be alone," and created a complementary helper suitable for him.
Marriage is exclusively the covenant relationship between a man and a woman. The Lord Jesus, during his earthly ministry, powerfully reinforced this view, and he said, haven't you read that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female? And he said, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh." This is in Matthew 19:4-5. And in another scripture, Mark 10:9, he said, "Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate."
The verse continues, "And the marriage bed kept pure." The marriage bed here translates the Greek word koite, from which we get the English word coitus, which of course describes the act of sexual union. It seems the apostle is emphasizing that the very act of marital love is holy, and is to be kept pure, which is also translated undefiled.
And then another portion of the scripture reads, "For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral." In an age when the judgment of God is so often mocked, we do well to solemnly hear the words that conclude the daily scripture. Adultery is a specific form of immorality in breaking of the marriage vow or our faithfulness pledge to one another while we're married, and all the sexually immoral refers to all sexual activity apart from committed marriage between a husband and wife.
Well, as we've noted earlier, marriage is under terrific attack today by the one whose dastardly objective is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the devil. The downward progression has gone from violating marriage vows, that's adultery, is specifically prohibited in the commandments, to broken marriages, divorce, to ignoring marriage in various ways, immorality, and now to redefining what it fundamentally constitutes. And of course, I'm speaking of the current attempts by the homosexual movement. And this last, by the way, is unique to our age. Surely when God's fundamental human institution is so greatly violated, judgment will soon come. Let us honor marriage. I find this statement in the text by all interesting. If you're married, well, I hope that it's a vibrant, joyful relationship like Brooksina and I have. But even if yours is not, we're still called to honor marriage. If you're single, by choice or otherwise, or if you're widowed and the deep grief still lingers, or perhaps even in some way divorced or separated, we're called to continue to honor marriage. Indeed, marriage is to be honored by all, regardless of your personal circumstances.
Let's pray together. Father, one of the greatest mysteries in the human experience is how you blend two individuals and make them become as one. The me becomes us in our shared interests and goals in life. Things are no longer mine, but ours. Our times of celebration as well as times of sadness and trial, loss, become shared experiences. Thank you, Lord, for the tremendous companionship that we can enjoy with our spouse as we both allow you to lead us, making us helpers suitable and pleasing to each other. We uphold our marital vows and honor marriage today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us this Monday morning, at least when we're reading into the podcast. It may be another day for you. We realize that these messages are not only listened to and read on the day we prepare them, but onward. And that's the neat thing about our cyber ministry. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Monday, November 9th, 2009. If you need to go to the archived version, you have quite a few pictures up today chronicling at least a part of our weekend. We had a busy weekend and really didn't choose to use all of the pictures. Some will be coming in the next couple of days. But we have several up, as well as several songs relating to marital love that we feel will bless you. Well, thanks for joining us today. May you be encouraged, and once again, let us honor marriage.